Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 23rd. Today's devotion is entitled, Which Yoke Do You Bear? We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 10. Now therefore, why are you putting God to the test by placing a yoke on the neck of the disciples that neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear? At the Jerusalem Council, Peter addressed those who were insisting that Gentile converts must be circumcised and obey the law of Moses to be saved. Drawing from his experience with Cornelius and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon uncircumcised Gentiles, Peter argued that God had already accepted them by grace through faith. Therefore, requiring them to keep the law as a condition of salvation was actually resisting God's revealed will and putting him to the test. Peter acknowledged that neither Israel's ancestors nor his own generation had been able to bear the yoke of the law perfectly. The law revealed God's holy standard, but it could not provide the power to obey it. Instead, it pointed people to their need for the Savior. Salvation had always been by God's grace, fulfilled through faith in Christ. Many of us still struggle with placing burdens on ourselves that Christ never intended us to carry. We may believe that God's acceptance depends on our performance, our consistency, or our ability to measure up. Yet Scripture reminds us that no one has ever been justified by perfect law-keeping. Jesus fulfilled the law for us and offers a better way. He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." When we trust in Christ alone, we exchange the crushing weight of self-righteousness for the gracious yoke of following Jesus. Each day we must decide whether we will carry the burden of trying to earn God's favor or resting in the finished work of Christ. The question remains, which yoke do you bear? Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you that our salvation rests on your grace and not on our ability to keep the law. Forgive us for the times we have trusted in our own efforts rather than in Christ's finished work. Help us to lay down self-effort and gladly take upon ourselves the easy yoke of Jesus. Teach us to walk in the freedom, joy, and rest that come from following him. In Jesus' name, amen.